Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Buzz, if you could bring back any show for one more season, what show would you pick?
I would pick The Swan. Do you remember that show?
Is that the one where they took people and gave them plastic surgery?
And, like, diet plans, and I just used to love it because they looked so crazy different at the end.
Was it a reality show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
It was a horrible message. It was from the early 2000s, and they would take people.
It was so good.
Yeah, they would take people who didn't like the way they looked, and they would just give them, like, $150,000 worth of plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And then they'd reveal them at the end.
Is that the one where the girl, like, went on there and tried to look like Britney Spears and it just didn't work out?
No, you're thinking of a show that was on MTV.
Okay.
This one was on Fox during primetime.
Well, excuse me.
You're the best. Well, have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.
I could see I could get it confused. The early 2000s were a crazy time for reality TV.
They were throwing reality TV at us left and right, and I feel like every network was trying to one-up everybody else's reality show.
It got really crazy. If you could see any show come back for one more season, 503-733-5105. The Buzz, during quarantine, if you could get one more season of any show, which show would you choose?
I love Parks and Rec.
Oh, that's a good one.
Parks and Rec was hilarious.
Parks and Rec is hilarious. And I feel like I'm in an episode or something, staying at home and, like, reading the news all the time.
Yeah. A lot of people have commented that on our Facebook where we posted this. They want to see how Leslie Knope would handle the coronavirus.
She would be amazing.
It's hard to find comedies that funny anymore.
Yeah. That was really sad. That just made us sound old. No, there's funny comedy out there. How dare you? There's great shows.
The Goldbergs?
Have you seen Superstore? Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Did you really just hate on the Goldbergs?
I did.
Goldbergs is funny. Even the spinoff, Schooled, is decent.
Really?
You could watch that.
Okay, so don't judge because not a lot of people will remember this show, but it's a show that was on when I was a teenager called Roswell.
I remember that.
I do not.
Isn't the one girl that was on the show part of a cult now or something?
I think so, yeah. But it was also the first show that Katherine Heigl from Grey's Anatomy was on, too. So.
Oh.
Look at you with all this random knowledge, both of you.
You're like Wikipedia over here.
But it was a really good show, and they just ended it. And it was one of those things that when they canceled it, they did this whole campaign trying to get it to come back. And everybody sent in Tabasco sauce bottles because that was part of the show to the network because it was on the CW, but it didn't work, and I really wish they would bring the original show. They actually remade it, but it's not the same.
Oh.
They never are.
Well, what's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, thank you so much for calling in, and have a great day. We appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks.
Yeah, reboots are never as good. Liz and Mike in the morning,
terrible.
Today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz. During quarantine, if you could get one more season of a show, what would it be? 503-733-5105. And we're not talking reboots. We're talking like there was some vault that was sealed. They opened it up and there was a season that picked up right where it left off.
Do you remember the show Boston Public?
That had Betty White on it, didn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh,
it was about
no.
High school.
Oh, no. Never mind. I think was it Boston Legal?
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
Boston Public, was that a good one?
Yeah, it was only on for like two or three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else told me it was terrible, but I love that show.
I enjoy a lot of trash TV, so I can get down with that. We also posted it up on social media if you're not able to call in right now. And we're getting some good ones. Charmaine said Pushing Up Daisies.
All right.
Vernay said Longmire, which I've never heard of that one.
I haven't heard of that either.
Trish said Vampire Diaries.
Okay. A lot of CW shows coming through.
You know what it is? They cancel their shows really quickly on the CW.
And people feel robbed.
Yeah.
They just need more.
Because it'll be like one season or two season, and then they're just like, I'm jumping off this.
We could probably get a show on the CW if we tried real hard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.